Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning. This is Sandy. I am a new voice behind this microphone at Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. And I am so lucky to have Sherry, our Home Show Garden Pro expert from Plants for All Seasons, sitting next to me as our expert today. She was with us the previous hour, and she's going to take me through the next hour. Mm-hmm. And we are sitting here thrilled to take some conversation and phone calls from you at 281-833-3333. And I just want to remind you that we have a plethora of Home Show Garden Pros who are a part of this knowledge co-op group. Mm-hmm. And they rotate through their station with us every Saturday morning. And Sherry's here this morning. And the others that you have heard from are Anita at Nelson Water Gardens and Katie. We've had Joey from Enchanted Gardens. We've had Enchanted Forest. Danny has joined us. And Nature's Way Resources with John Ferguson. And like I said, Sherry is here today from Plants for All Seasons. So we have a huge knowledge base, and it's just super fun to learn every time I hear you or I visit one of your Home Show Garden Pro locations. There's always something to take home, whether it's knowledge or plants.
Right.
So we have got callers standing by here. So Sherry, we're going to take some calls from, we first have Steve. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good. What you got going on this morning, Steve?
I got a pecan tree in the yard. It's old as I've been in this house 30 years, so the tree is pretty tall.
Okay.
But it's been through a lot, hurricanes, freezes. Now I have some kind of bug. It's like an aerodynamic triangular brown bug.
Yeah.
And the tree is too big to spray. I've tried putting insecticides in the ground, systemic. But nothing is helping. I would like to get some pecans this year. So
I think what you're dealing with is what is called a leaf-footed bug. We also call it a stink bug here in Houston, although it's not a true stink bug. And leaf-footed bugs have that real hard armor on them. And they, yes, and if you were to step on it, it would smell bad. Up in a tree, it's really kind of harder to, especially a really tall tree, it would be hard to spray anything. And to spray what you would need to spray to kill those little guys probably wouldn't be the healthiest thing. So what you'd want to do is early in the spring, get out, and if you can see them in their nymph stage, they're the babies, basically, they're orange with black legs. They look like an assassin bug, but they're not. They're the baby of the leaf-footed bug. You can spray, like Monterey has a product called Takedown Garden Spray, as high up as you can. And the name of the game is to just control some of their population so that it's more likely that you get some pecans off that tree. So you're not going to be able to kill all of them. We want to keep promoting beneficial insects and birds and things like that to come in and take care of what you can't treat. But the name of the game is get them before they get that adult armor on them. So get them when they're babies. Okay?
I see. Yeah. Okay. And just spray the trunk. That's all I can do?
Spray the trunk and as up high as you can into the tree. And you can get, like, we have a sprayer that goes up 30 foot. So that'll get you up into the tree. But if you needed to get a sprayer up high, then you would have to probably hire not get on a ladder, but you'd have to, somebody was saying, get on a ladder. But you would have to hire like an arborist that has the equipment to spray all the way to the top of the tree. I think if you could control some of their population, then that'll increase the likelihood that you get some pecans. And also do a drip line fertilization around that with a high zinc fertilizer as well.
With a high zinc fertilizer.
So something in specific for fruit trees, for pecans in specific. They like a high zinc.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have an example of that?
I'll try.
A high zinc fertilizer? Or
there's several
food
on the market, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just get one specifically for your pecan trees, okay?
Okay, so look at it for pecan trees.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
Thank you. And that Monterey product that I talked about, it's got canola oil and pyrethrin. And pyrethrin's a safe insecticide to use. It doesn't last super long, and that's what we don't want, something that's going to stick around very long.
No,
because
right.
Then it'll kill some of our beneficials.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. We try and use those just temporarily when we absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much, Steve, for that phone call. And we are going to be taking a break now. This is Sherry. This is Sandy and Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. Upon our return, we have Mark.
Marcy.
We do have Marcy. I need bigger print on that. Anyway, we'll talk to Marcy as we return from Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610.
MicroLife wishes you, your soils and plants a healthy 2022. Winterize now with MicroLife Humates Plus 004 and MicroLife Ocean Harvest 423 to see success this spring. Condition your soils with one application of MicroLife Humates Plus. Follow up with spraying MicroLife Ocean Harvest for additional degrees of frost protection. Find MicroLife at your local garden center. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And welcome back. This is Sandy, and Sherry is here with us from Plants for All Seasons on the Home Show Garden Pros. She is our pro and our expert, and I am so sorry, Marcy. I called you Mark. I'm having an issue. You know, I'm a newbie behind this microphone, and it looked like Mark, and they're going to put names on the board for my old eyes, so I don't hatchet people's names. But Marcy, thanks for calling in and join our conversation. What do you have for Sherry?
So I wanted to plant a hedge, something that grows fast, that is evergreen and is kind of thin or tall, because I don't want it to create shade. I have a vegetable garden, but I have a 4-foot iron fence, mm-hmm. and I kind of want to screen some, have more privacy there.
Okay, so you don't want anything that gets taller than 4 to 5 foot, but gives
I want it to get tall, but I don't want it to get wide. Like, I don't want it to, when I walk by it, I want to keep it trimmed like a hedge.
Okay, so we just need to,
like, a formal look.
Yeah, you just need to figure out how tall it can be before it casts a shadow on your garden.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we need to look at that and maybe just get some kind of a piece of long wood and just kind of see where it's casting the shadow. And as the sun moves more into the northern hemisphere, as we get into summer, just kind of watch how it moves. Because in the heat of the summer, the sun is high in the sky. It's not going to cast as big of a shadow depending on which direction the fence is on. So if it was against my garden on the south side of the fence, I would say I wouldn't want it to go more than about 4 to 5 foot. Only because,
okay.
Yeah. And then something that you could plant would be like a dwarf bottle brush or a Japanese yew, which is a super hardy evergreen shrub, in the shrubby version, and that maxes out at 4 to 5 foot. So we really need to look a little deeper at the exact area and then how much of a shadow is cast before it's a problem in your garden.
Okay. What about the Japanese blueberry?
So
I have a couple of those that I like.
Yeah, so that's really hard to keep low. You can with regular pruning. Yeah. But I find that Japanese blueberries that are over pruned are typically the ones that are more sensitive to winter. So,
okay.
Yeah. So you have to be really careful with that. You know, if you plant the right plant there where you're not having to prune a bunch, then it's going to be hardier and less prone to insects and disease.
Okay, well, I learned a lot through this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and just when you're ready and you know kind of the height, the max height, just come visit us at any of the Home Show Garden Pro locations, and we can help you pick the right plant.
Now, hang on just a second. So, Marcy, also, Sherry, do we need to worry about how much space she has, how many plants she's going to have to get?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so we'll need the linear feet, how wide it can get, and then how tall. So, yeah, there's more to the equation than just the height. But some pictures, send them in to us here or visit one of the locations. And know your cardinal direction. Know which side the fence is on, which side your garden's on, because that makes a big difference too. Okay.
And you know what, Marcy? I've taken in pictures. I've taken just a snapshot on my phone, and I remember taking it into Enchanted, and Sherry, I brought a picture, and I said, this one area, you know, I want this look. What do I do? So, you know, those iPhones can come in handy when you're trying to figure out how to what you want to plant there. But
Absolutely.
Good luck on your hedges. That sounds pretty.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies. Y'all sound really good. You sound great.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Marcy.
Have a good weekend. Well, thanks, Sherry. We have got Caitlin, who wants to join in on this conversation and has some questions for you. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Good,
how are
you?
What's on your mind this morning?
So I have a couple of newly planted Meyer lemon trees, and I want to put a weed blocker tarp down and then put mulch on top of it.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure that that's not going to stunt the growth of the Meyer lemon trees because they're about 3 to 5 years old.
Okay.
But at the same time, we do have a lot of weeds in that area.
Yeah. So this is my opinion on it, and you can do what you want to do with it. But I am not a fan of those weed blocking materials in a flower bed or around our trees, only because we want our mulch to be able to break down and put nutrients back into the soil every year. If it was more of a hardscape area or an area where we have, like, you know, stepping stones and rocks, or we weren't going to be doing any other planting or fertilizing in the area, then I'd say, okay, then yes, you can do one of those weed barriers. But we want our mulch to turn into soil and improve the root system and around your trees. So I personally am not a fan. Now, you could do it, but you'd have to have a, I would cut it around the tree, probably in a 3-foot circle. But if we are doing correct practices, if it was planted correctly, and if we're mulching correctly, we can control the weeds that way. And when I say correctly, I do 2 mulching, one in the spring and one in the fall, with a high quality, not dyed mulch. Okay.
Oh.
That's very, very important. If we get into the habit of doing a real chunky mulch that's dyed, we will have weeds. So a high quality.
How thick should the mulch be?
I do about 1.5 to 2 inches twice a year. Once in the spring when I get out there to clean up and fertilize, and then once in the fall when I'm remulching, because that's going to re-insulate those root systems, and doing my fall garden. I'll do a little layer of mulch, so about 2 inches at a time.
So, Sherry, describe the actual mulch again that we should be moving towards.
So Landscaper's Pride makes a great one, and Nature's Way makes a great one. You want to use something that's native, hardwood, and not dyed. Nature's Way native mulch is aged to be a really dark, rich color. It's very high in fulvic and humic acid. And then Landscaper's Pride Black Velvet. Those are two of my favorite mulches. And I can tell you, since I have been using those on the regular, I have very few weeds. The weeds that pop up are just right at the edge of the bed where it erodes a little bit.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Caitlin. Have a good weekend.
You too.
That is great information. So not really weed barriers you don't like, but rocks are sort of an okay.
If you were doing a hardscape with rocks, like rocks as your mulch, I'd say you could do a weed barrier under that. But, you know, rocks aren't mulch, and mulch is basically our attempt at recreating a forest floor. So, you know, in our yards, we want to put mulch down that's going to break down and turn into nutrients for our plants, and we want to reapply that occasionally. So don't just do rocks that aren't going to put any nutrients back in.
Right. Okay. Thanks for the description on the mulch. That is so important. I'm here with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, and this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll be back.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees, accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Get sharp now. This is your last month to sharpen your mower blades. Dull blades make mowing hard on you, the mower, and your grass. Sharp is better. It's why you listen to Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're waiting to hear from you at 281-833-3333. I've got Jacob McClendon from Monterey Lawn and Gardens with us. Jacob, what evidence am I looking for in my lawn this time of year, coming out of the winter, moving into the warmer months, that maybe I have an issue with my lawn or garden areas? What am I looking for?
So you'll be looking for some of the dead areas. It may be that the grass is yellowing, or there may be brown patches in the yard. And that could be a good indicator of some of the overwintering insects, like grubs that are feeding on the lawn and really damaging those root areas. So you'd want to put out some kind of imidacloprid-based insecticide or something like that that's going to work systemically to kill those grubs off.
Okay. Now, the insecticide, when you mentioned that, is it going to be healthy for all the growing and good plants that we have around?
It will be. So with it being an insecticide, it won't have any effect on your grasses or your ornamentals, stuff such as that. It'll only work on those insects.
Great. So it goes after the bad guys, the bad insects.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much, Jacob.
No problem.
Jacob McClendon from Monterey Lawn and Gardens. All the products Jacob just mentioned to us can be found at Home Show Garden Pros locations. Or you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com, click on the Monterey Lawn and Garden icon for more locations.
And we're back. Home Show Garden Pros. Sandy and I are here answering your gardening questions, and we have Graham. Graham, what's your question today?
Yes, good morning. I have a problem with my living room flooring. It is a sunken living room. And outside of on the outside wall, there are a patio door and a large window, and brick pavers on the other side. Now, what's happened over time, moisture somehow has come in, and it's warped the wood.
Okay, Graham. Okay, so we are Home Show Garden Pros. In the next hour, Tom Tynan will be on. I think that's who you're wanting to talk to. So I would say I can tell you how to grow grass, but you don't want me to give you flooring information. So so yes, that's Tom Tynan next hour, okay?
So at 9 o'clock?
Yes, you got it. Same, thanks, Graham.
Same phone number, Graham. 281-833-3333, and Tom will be looking for your call. So, sorry about that, Graham. We did have Dave on the line. Do we still have Dave waiting for us on the line? Okay. All right. Well, Dave, call us back if you need to. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm sitting here with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. She is one of our many pros.
When it comes to gardening, not flooring.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep. Hey.
Which yep. I just redid my floors, but yeah. I'm no pro at it.
No pro. Well, you know what? We're learning. Life is learning, isn't it? No matter what we're doing.
You got it.
So We had mentioned that, you know, in order to get a hold of us, you can call us and join this conversation now at 281-833-3333. But we also have a website, the Home Show Garden Pros website, and there are buttons there. They're very distinctive. There's an Ask a Pro, there's a Listen, and there's a Call. So you can do all of that on the website if you ever need to send a picture or something. And we also have a Facebook page, which is really interactive and great information, great updates and videos from all of the pros. And you just go to Facebook, go to that search bar and type in Home Show Garden Pros. And you click on that and you can scroll through there and you can see the video that Sherry and I did on potatoes. You can find out what's going on at the garden centers and different things that are coming up on the show. So we've had some great calls this morning. And it seems like I've heard you touch on a lot about the soils and the mulches. So this is a really basic question, and that's kind of why I'm here.
Okay.
So guide me on using mulch versus soil versus compost.
Okay. So this is the difference. So mulch is going to be real chunky, right? It's going to be kind of like the beginning of a soil. It's a immature soil, it's for lack of better terms. As it decomposes, it is going to break down and turn into compost. So mulch's job is to break down and turn into compost to feed your roots. Now, if we were building a bed, we're going to build it out of a soil. We're going to amend it with a compost. So a soil is a mix of different elements, sand, different types of barks, different types of manures. So that's a soil that we're going to build out of. We're going to amend with compost and at the time of planting. And then we're going to put the mulch on top, which would be like making the bed. It's like the bedspread, right? Okay. It kind of keeps everything in its place. It makes it look fresh and nice, and it's going to keep the bad stuff out.
And moisture, mulch helps us with keeping
it's going to help
moisture?
Retain moisture.
Okay.
And like I said, it's going to break down and turn into nutrients over time. And then that's why we have to replenish our mulch time after time. Now, if like I said, if you're building a bed, we're going to build it with soil, like rose soil or a planting mix, which will build the bed and then amend with compost.
Okay.
And mulch with mulch.
And the mulch we do, I heard you say earlier, you usually mulch twice a year
in
your beds.
Okay. Yeah, when I do my color change outs, because I want the mulch to be the last thing I do. I have everything planted. I've done my compost. I've put my fertilizer down. And that mulch just, it's like the icing on the cake or the bedspread. It just makes everything look nice and fresh.
Right.
It keeps all of our good soil in place. It shades the soil. It keeps the moisture in.
Well, and I appreciate that reminder about mulching twice a year because I think I've been a little lax on that.
Yeah, some people do too much mulch once a year.
Yeah.
Just break it up and do it twice.
Okay. Well, we are sitting here with the Home Show Garden Pro, Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, and we have Ruth and Mark on the line. We're going to pop out and take a quick break, Ruth and Mark, and we will be back with you on Home Show Garden Pros.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste, just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. aquatexwater.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. As I look out my window, I can see a bright, cheery pot of red cyclamen. Cyclamen, like most winter annuals, will fare just fine in upper 20-degree freezes. And speaking of winter annuals, we have a great selection right now. The classic pansies, snapdragons, cyclamens, plus some of the lesser-known poppies, English daisies, and dianthus. All are guaranteed to lift your spirits on a gray winter day. And speaking of freezes, we have plenty of frost cloth on hand for your more tender plants. Those winter annuals look even more cheerful when planted in one of our pots. We have an amazing selection of pottery here at Nelson's. And remember, pottery always looks colorful and interesting in the landscape. We can make any pot into a disappearing fountain. Nelson's is located on the west side of Houston and Katy. You can find us. We're closed Sundays through March.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, let's continue here with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. This is the Home Show Garden Pros on 610. We have Ruth and Mark who would like to join our conversation, Sherry. So, good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. I am looking for information on growing ground cherries.
Okay. So you've never grown ground cherries before?
Not in Texas.
Okay. To be honest with you, I have never grown ground cherries either. Are you familiar with Urban Harvest?
No.
Okay. So get on the computer and go to urbanharvest.com and then look and see what they recommend you do with ground cherries, because I will not even pretend to know what to do with a ground cherry. But that's my resource. Bob Randall has created such an amazing resource for us in Houston. And so Urban Harvest is where I would go if I wanted to know how to grow something edible.
Just urbanharvest.com.
You got it. You got it. Yep.
Okay.
And there's a search bar on there, and you can search up how to grow ground cherries. Okay?
Okay.
Good
Thank
luck.
You very much.
Thanks for calling, Ruth.
And, you know, the other idea for that, Ruth, you can also go on the homeshowgardenpros.com and ask a pro button.
Mm-hmm.
Because there may be another, you know, one of the pros who... Mm-hmm. Specializes in ground cherries. But I love that source. Thank you very much for giving us the Urban Harvest source there. So Mark is on the line with us. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, ladies. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. Hey, I was, since the freeze of last year, I have a crepe myrtle that has just absolutely looked terrible, dark. But the bark itself seems to be, or the plant itself seems to be healthy. Is that aphids?
So you have the black sooty stuff on the trunk. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, it's all up and down the whole thing.
Yeah. So go kind of look at your bark, and do you also have little white dots on your trunk? Because there is... a crepe myrtle bark scale that is kind of new to our area, and it's wreaking havoc everywhere. So the two things it could be would be aphids, right? Or the bark scale. So we need to see which one you have. If you have the bark scale right now, you need to treat. If it was aphids, because the aphids only get on the leaves, and your crepe myrtles are naked right now. They don't have any leaves. So if you don't have the bark scale and you have the black sooty stuff, it was just aphids on your leaves when it had leaves last year. So would I spray for aphids this right now with no leaves? No. But if you have the white scale and the black secretion on your trunk, then yes, I would spray. And I would use, I use a dormant oil. I find the dormant oil to be very, very effective on that bark scale, and it's got very low effect on your other beneficial insects.
Okay. Well, it really struggled last year. Of course, we had that big freeze.
Yes.
And I just trimmed it back this morning, but I'm just concerned. Not sure if I should cut it down or it's treatable or not.
Let me ask you this. Do you cut your crepe myrtle like way back every year?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're finding is crepe myrtles that what we call are crepe murdered every year are less tolerant and more susceptible to insects and fungus. So now you did it this year. Now let's just make a pact to not do that again next year. But one thing that you can do is really put a nice compost around the base of that and an organic fertilizer that will take the stress off the plant and build its immune system at that root system so that we're less likely to get insects. Another thing that you may want to do is just go out there and monitor your new leaves as they come out and catch the aphid infestation early if you're going to get it. And let's spray it early before it gets out of control.
Okay.
And on our crepe myrtles, we want a thin, and you can cut back anything that's smaller than a number two pencil. But that big cut every year is very harmful on our crepe myrtles.
Okay. I appreciate the information.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. And we've got Jerry on the line. We're going to take a quick break, though. Jerry, hang on just a moment, and Sherry will be back with you at Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
It's tomato planting time. Summer weather's too much for their flowers, so the sooner you plant, the more you eat. Now, more food for thought. It's Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to talk about landscaper's pride, and to do that, we have Jenny Saucier on the phone with us to answer a few questions. Jenny, I've got a couple of concerns on my list for my lawn and garden. And the first one I have is I'm looking at my raised garden that I have, and it's been a little neglected this past season, but I'm ready to get started and plant some things for the upcoming spring. But my soil in there is pretty compacted. So what's the best thing for me to start with?
Hi, Sandy. If you've got an existing raised garden area and the soil is still good, you just need to amend it and freshen it up so that things are ready for planting. There are several things that you can do. You can just simply condition the soil with either a soil conditioner, which we offer in bags, or mushroom compost. The soil conditioner is going to bust up any compaction you have in there from it sitting dormant for many months. And then that mushroom compost, when you blend it in, it is going to add all kinds of healthy bacteria back into the soil that you need to make it come alive again. And then one of the best things that I think personally that you can do is add a fresh layer of something like Gardener's Magic just to the top, 2 to 6 inches, as much as you need, just to get a good soft base for your fresh planting.
That's Jenny from Landscaper's Prides. Jenny, do you have a website you want to share?
We sure do. It is www.landscaperspride.com. We've got a few very awesome features on there, such as a store locator where you can find our products, and then also a mulch calculator that you can use before you head out so you know how much mulch to buy.
Great. Thank you very much, Jenny.
Yeah, thanks, Jenny. That's awesome. I love Jenny with Landscaper's Pride, and I love all her soils. So
she was
that's
fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, and we are back, ready to answer your questions. We have Jerry on the line. Jerry, how can we help you today?
Hello?
Hello, Jerry. How's it going?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, my name's Terry. No big deal.
Oh, Terry, sorry.
No, it's all right. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, well, what it is, I inherited a dwarf cherry bush or tree.
Uh-huh.
That's one that should I have. And I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what it's supposed to do. Is it supposed to grow cherries? Someone gave it to me because it was dying, so I brought it back alive, but it really isn't doing anything yet.
Okay, so without knowing exactly what kind of cherry it is it a Barbados cherry? Do you know? Did anybody tell you?
No. I just inherited it, and they said they just know it was a red dwarf cherry, or it was a dwarf cherry tree.
Okay.
And it looked like it's just a bush, and I've had about maybe 8 months now, and it's just not doing anything.
Okay. So this is where sending a picture to us will be very beneficial, because there's cherry laurels that it could be, and then there's Barbados cherries, and then there's a Penny, I forget her name, but she's a southern cherry that makes a cherry as well.
Okay.
So without knowing more, I'm just guessing. But, typically our Barbados cherry is what we grow here. And it will make a little red cherry once it gets mature. It'll make a little flower in the spring, and then it'll be replaced with the little ball cherry that is edible, but I, to be honest with you, don't think it tastes very good, but it's more okay, ornamental well, than anything. Yeah, so with more information, we could give you better information.
Well, I can send you a picture. I'll have to do it later on this week.
Okay.
But another thing is, too, I've been listening. I never have purchased any crepe myrtles.
Okay.
And I see these beautiful scarlet red ones. I think they're a diamond series. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I never purchased any yet.
Okay.
But I want them as a tree. So if I purchase, is there a certain style I should try to purchase that I want it to grow into a tree? Never cut it back, or do I just let it grow as to a tree? Because I want them as trees.
Okay. So this is where selection is very important. Okay. So we want to, if you want it to be a tree that's 15 to 20 foot tall, we need to make sure and buy one that gets 15 to 20 foot tall. A crepe myrtle is not a crepe myrtle is not a crepe myrtle. Like they all get, all each variety has a certain shape and a certain height. So if you want one that gets big, we need to plant one that gets big. And then most crepe myrtles, their natural habit is a multi-trunked large shrub or tree. So we need to create that tree canopy by pruning it up as it grows. Okay. And then we don't want to get into the habit of whacking them back every year. That is not... Right.
Yeah, I've been listening to you about that. I've been hearing about that.
Yeah, yeah. So just planting the right variety. There are several in the diamond series that get to that 15-foot tall point. And we just have, if you want the red, I think it's a crimson. I forget the name of
crimson.
That one.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful tree. But it will, just as it grows, you just pull that canopy up from the bottom.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sounds great.
Awesome. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
Terry.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. You have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Well, that was great information. Mm-hmm. So we have Tommy on the line, and then we've got Mike behind him. So, Tommy, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I want to grow some caladiums, and I don't know if I need to DI them or not. What do y'all think about DIing caladium bulbs?
Yeah, so... our store, we only buy the de-eyed, so they're already de-eyed, and that just makes you have more spikes. So I am a fan of de-eyeing. I would say if you can purchase them pre-de-eyed, then that's the way to go. Or do you already have your bulbs?
No, I don't.
Okay. So if, it just depends on where you get them. But if you're purchasing from one of the Home Show Garden Pros, most likely they're de-eyed already.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me ask you another question.
Uh-huh.
Do beneficial nematodes help control chinch bugs?
So they're not listed for control of chinch bugs. It's more larval stages of insects that they're going to control. Okay, so things like a beetle has a larval stage, which is a grub. A chinch bug has a nymph stage, which is not a grub or a worm. Right? So the beneficial nematodes are going to do things that have a larval stage, not a nymph stage, if that makes sense. Ants have a larval stage, like those little white, creepy little things that turn into ants. So anything that has a larval stage in the soil, the beneficial nematodes will take care of.
Will they take care of fleas?
They will, yes. Fleas, ants, mosquitoes. So anything with a larval stage. You got it.
All right. Thank you very much. You've been a big help.
Thanks. Thanks for calling, Tommy.
Thank you. Mike, you are on the line with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. What do you have for us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have some raised vegetable garden beds that I've had for many, many years. And the past few years, I've noticed that the soil seems to, for lack of a better word, seems to be exhausted. The harvest is just terrible. The tomato plants don't do very well, and even pepper plants don't even hardly grow anymore,
okay,
where it used to be, you know, really great crops.
Yeah. So just like people, we get exhausted. Our soil gets exhausted too. So we have to replenish and refresh every season. And how you do that is by adding really high quality compost. So very biologically active compost, like leaf mold compost. Something that has a manure in it. And the leaf mold compost has manure in it. You could also do it by buying some bags of cow manure, chicken manure, and mixing that in. But you do need to replenish your nutrients from time to time. A real high quality organic slow release fertilizer is going to be a soil food. So that's going to improve your soil. It's going to inoculate your soil with good microbes. So between putting compost down and something like the MicroLife, you're going to reinvigorate the microbes in your soil, and then you're going to have healthier plants.
Now, Sherry,
the compost can be purchased by the bag?
Yeah, so we sell several different varieties of compost, and I think it's great to diversify. Don't just use one type of compost. Kind of mix in a few. So if you have like a six-foot garden bed, put two or three different types in there. Give it a stir. Put your fertilizer in, and then go to town planting.
Okay.
Hey, Sherry, Mike, hang on just a second. Let me follow up with Sherry, because I also have a raised garden bed, and and my soil is not looking so lovely in there. How much should I take out and replenish with?
I mean,
should I empty it or should I just put it on top?
Yeah, so I never take out.
Okay.
I always add.
Okay.
Now, the only time I would take out is if your bed was full of terrible soil, you'd have to remove some to make some space. But over time, your soil compacts and it shrinks down. So I always turn bad soil into good. I never remove and throw out. So we're just going to add good compost and fertilizers to turn it good.
Oh, well, Mike, thanks for the question, because I had that question too.
Yeah, you're welcome. One other thing.
Yes.
I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, I went up to Lowe's and bought some bags of garden soil, that they called it, vegetable garden soil, which really isn't like soil. I don't know exactly what it is, but that didn't seem to do anything at all.
Yeah, so let's get like a really high-quality soil. Landscaper's Pride makes great soils and compost, and I'm a bit of a soil snob. I won't just buy anything because I don't want to waste my time and money. I want to have the best in my garden because that's my love, right? So get a really high-quality, dark, rich, pretty soil like Landscaper's Pride, their Garden Magic, their Healthy Soil Compost, their Black Humus, and then Nature's Way has their fabulous leaf mold compost. So you really want to put a real high-quality soil and compost in there.
And all of our Home Show Garden Pros have those in stock, and you can go online to find out the locations if that's helpful to
you. Yeah, where do you live? What part of town?
Kingwood.
Kingwood. There's nurseries there that you can use. And then I'm not that far from Kingwood as well, just right off the Beltway.
And 249 in Louetta, right?
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, yeah,
awesome.
That's really important. Well, thank you very much for your call, Mike, and that was helpful to me too. So we are going to jump out of here real quick, and we will be right back. Don't forget to jump in our conversation at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I'm here with Sherry with Plants for All Seasons and Home Show Garden Pros and Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Get out. Get going. Jumpstart your home improvement projects. Come to the Lake Houston Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend. See Tom Tynan and explore hundreds of fresh home and landscaping ideas. Learn from designers and organizational experts. And that's just for starters. Bring your home and yard alive. Enjoy the Lake Houston Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend at the Humble Civic Center with free parking. Get details at TexWoodShows.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
MicroLife
all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hello, this is Sandy and Sherry from Plants for All Seasons at Home Show Garden Pros. We have had a full board of callers at 281-833-3333. We love to hear from you, find out what's on your mind, what's on your to-do list for your landscape, garden, and grass this weekend. But as I said earlier, I popped out to Sherry's place at Plants for All Seasons. And, you know, I say it's Sherry's place, and it is, but I'm telling you, if she's not there, anybody walking by is going to be able to help you with whatever you need. Silly questions that I have always had so much luck, and the Home Show Garden Pros are just pros at this, obviously. So Sherry and I had a little project this week. We planted a potato.
I know, so exciting, right?
It was fun. It's going to be even more fun to see the progress. But I want to guide you to our Facebook page, the Home Show Garden Pros on Facebook. We have the beginning of our video. It was just a real quick and dirty, here's how to start. Yeah. But Sherry's going to follow up for us over time as to what we do next with our potatoes. And, and we'll do some more videos with her and with other garden pros on different projects, and I think we'll get into more extensive also. So when I walked into the Plants for All Seasons, it was just beautiful. I mean, the moment I walked underneath the welcome sign, it was just full of color. So that's fun to see in, on a February day.
In our new greenhouse.
The new greenhouse of indoor plants.
You got to come back because we redid the greenhouse too since you were there.
Wow. Yeah. Y'all work fast.
Oh, we do. Yeah. And like I said, it changes with the minute.
Yes. And that is what is so exciting about all of our Home Show Garden Pros is you are all locally owned. I think all of them are family businesses, and it's just that's just so fun and so important, and they're always trying to add new items and something for us to grab. And I did walk out with a few items that I've started on, but so we planted the potato. What else can I plant in my raised garden?
Okay, so I just replanted my garden for the spring. I did tomatoes. Peppers. Now, tonight, we're supposed to, it depends on where you live in Houston. I'm up in Tomball, so we're supposed to get to 32, I think.
Okay.
But just for a few minutes. So I'll throw something over my tomatoes and my peppers. But, tomatoes, peppers, strawberries.
I love, strawberries are fun.
I replanted all my herbs with the exception of basil, because that one's fussy whenever we get into the 40s, right? So,
really?
But I have tarragon, and I have cilantro, parsley, dill, fennel, culantro, Vietnamese cilantro, like there's chives, onions, leeks, shallots, garlic. Like it's so exciting this time of year, the amount of stuff that we can plant. I just planted my blackberries. I moved my citrus out because I had been moving those in and out because of the freeze. And I'm going to be planting those permanently in the ground. I was just a little gun shy after last February because I didn't protect them enough. But I'm going to go ahead and plant those guys in the ground. So so much. I mean, like fruit trees are starting to roll in on the regular, and it's like the selection for tomatoes and peppers changes every day.
Now you mentioned blackberries and the strawberries. Where should I be placing those? Should I have them separate?
So blackberries by themselves. Now, if you did a raised garden bed with blackberries, I would say a, like a 3 foot by 3 foot raised garden just for your blackberries. That's more of a permanent, semi-permanent element. And it needs something to sprawl onto. I have mine up against a fence so it can climb over. And then my strawberries are on the edge. I do the galvanized like feed troughs that don't have the bottoms in them. That's what I garden in. And I have my strawberries all around the base of one so that they will hang over the side. You could do them on a mound or in a garden, but you would need to put some straw under them so that the strawberries aren't sitting on the soil.
That's
hence
what
the name
do.
Strawberry, right?
Okay, so I can put some straw under there. Yeah. Well, and when mine got too long and I had one set of my strawberries in a large container closer to the ground, and our little Nika, our husky, enjoyed the strawberries. So,
which is fun. Just plants enough to share.
That's right. It's totally fun. So don't forget to give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, Home Show Garden Pros. We'll have a minute or so for one more listener to give us a call and share in our conversation.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And hello, I'm here with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. And Sherry, we have an email or a Facebook question that came in here. And this is Rhonda. She is wanting to know, she says, I am wanting to plant strawberries. Which varieties work best here? And will they survive during our outside winter, our winter outside? I'm sorry.
Okay. So yes and yes. You can plant strawberries. You can plant them now anywhere from October until probably mid-March. We'll plant strawberries. There's several varieties that grow well here. The biggest thing is you need to know what you want to do with them. So there's June bearers and there's everbearing. Everbearing will give you a little strawberry here and there, right? June bearers will give you a lot of strawberries all at one time, and then you'll harvest them and then they're basically done. I plant the Chandler strawberry, which is a June bear, which really is not June here. It's more like April, May. They'll be bearing just because our temperatures warm up more. And in the wintertime, like this last freeze, my strawberries I had in the garden, and I just took my pine needles. I use pine needle mulch in my garden, and I put them on top of my strawberries to protect them and insulate some warmth for the winter. Now, they can burn, the leaves can burn in a freeze, but they'll come back. So it's not completely necessary to protect them, but I just threw the pine needles right over the top of them. That protected them. Not one leaf got nipped from this freeze. Then I pulled the pine needles off, and now they're thriving. I have new leaves every day. Strawberries are heavy feeders, so we want to feed them very regularly too. So like I said, I do Chandler, but you can do Quinault, Sequoia. Those are just more repeat bloomers or repeat producers. Mm-hmm. I just like a lot of strawberries at one time. That's why I do the Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you'll get those big, fat, juicy strawberries, like what they have at the pick-your-own places.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I planted the wrong strawberries before, so I'm for sure going to go after those. Mm-hmm. We have gotten so many calls, and we've gotten some great information from you, and I so appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just the little hints about the pine needles and the straw for my strawberries underneath, and we talked about mulch. So going into our week and going into this weekend, what are a couple of takeaways that I can put on my list that I can handle this weekend to do in my landscape garden and grass?
Right. So we just want to kind of get out and assess damage from the freeze that we had.
Okay.
You know, cut anything back that was mushy, gushy, or wet, right?
Yep.
I'd probably leave your perennials until next week.
Okay.
Get out and feed roses, plant roses. Feed. Give your Valentine a rose for Valentine's Day. It's Monday,
that's
FYI,
right.
Guys listening.
That's right. Don't forget.
Or girls. But buy your Valentine a rose bush that's going to give them roses throughout the season.
Right.
And then in my grass, the Humates Plus is what I put out after, especially after the freeze, to help it recover.
That's great. Yep. Good information. So we have got Tom Tynan with Home Show Radio coming up right after us. It has been a wonderful hour. Mm-hmm. Next week, we have Anita Nelson, who's going to be joining us from Nelson Water Gardens. So, Sherry, I really appreciate you coming here with us.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, yeah. So call Tom at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.
Wow, Sherry, that was a fast 2 hours. I so appreciate you being with me on my first day behind this microphone with Home Show Garden Pros. You are a pro. Thank
so
you
sweet. Thanks
so much.
It was fun.
Plants for All Seasons and all of our Home Show Garden Pros you can find on the website. Next week, we have Anita from Nelson Water Gardens. She is going to be our Home Show Garden Pro sitting with me, next to me at this radio station and talking about landscape, grass, and garden. So, Tom is up next. Tom, are you there?
I am. And you know, I'm an expert with gardening.
Are you? Well, why aren't you sitting here next to me?
Well, no, wait a minute. I have a specialty. I am the Weight Watchers of gardening. I get these giant, fat plants that are just huge. And within 3 years, there's one leaf left. So I put them on the strict diet, and they are in shape by the time they leave my house.
Okay, well, Tom, get up earlier next week and listen to us, because I am telling you, I have learned so much just in a couple hours with Sherry.
Okay, I gave up on the get up earlier. After that, you lost me.
Okay, so all right. Okay.
I will.
Thanks a lot.
You guys are great. I listened to you great. You did wonderful.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great show, and you've already got a caller waiting for you.